Welcome to Selfish Confidence, a place where we can connect and be real about how hard it is to be your damn self. I'm your host, Jess, and my goal is to help you build confidence and belief in yourself to live any life path you want, even if it's unconventional. It's time to break down those barriers and connect with women who've also felt on the outside by their life choices. We're encouraging you to grab the mic and speak your truth. I know it can be scary, but we're in this together. We got this. Let's dive in. Hello, hello. Happy Monday. Happy Motivation Monday. Whew. Can you believe it's the 9th of January? For those who are listening live, it's the second Monday. And I actually feel like time is going really slow this January. And maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm totally alone on that. But I feel like every time I look at the calendar, I'm like, oh, it's only the 9th. Glenn has been home. Glenn, my husband, has been home on vacation. This is the best time to take vacation when it comes to construction. So we've really been enjoying some quality time together, and especially today, we are actually going out to do our Christmas gift to each other, which is to go to the Scentsy Spa. So we are excited to kind of like just take some time before we go and back into a busy season, before he goes back to work, before I start traveling for speaking, and just taking a few minutes for us. And what I wanted to talk to you about today was your vision for 2023. And I actually think that something's really exciting. I took a whole bunch of notes today, and good morning, hello for those on live. I took some notes today, and I kind of hate taking notes because I feel like I'm on, like, oh, I have to say these things. But I needed a few notes today because as we talk about vision and the things that are coming up for this year, there are some questions that I wanted to ask you because it takes a lot to figure out your vision. I actually used to be a part of a network marketing company, and every year when I would create my goals, they would be based on everybody else around me, based on what my team wanted, based on, you know, what the company told me my goal should be. And when it comes to your vision, I think sometimes we do that too, especially with New Year's resolutions. We come to January and we think, oh, I have to do it this way because that's what everybody does. That's what every woman puts on their vision board. That's what every business owner puts on their vision board, right? And that's not the case. I actually want you to create a vision based on what you want. And it kind of takes that self-discovery, and I make like a face like that for those who are on live because it's a lot of work. It's not as easy as just coming into January and be like, this year, this is the year I'm going to make this, this, and this, and this is the year I'm going to do all these things. But is that actually what you want? Do you really want that for this year? Maybe you have a business on your heart. Maybe you have a family on your heart. Maybe there's something that has been there that's just like, is that actually what I want? Today's the day that you're going to sit down and ask yourself a few questions, and you're going to start making yourself a priority. When you make yourself a priority, that actually helps to make that vision stronger. I know it sounds really weird because for a lot of us, we're really freaking busy, and we put ourselves on the bottom of the list every freaking week. And you say, like, on Monday, maybe it's today, you said this to yourself today, oh, this week's going to be different. I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to make myself a priority. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to make some time for my business this week. This is going to be my week. And then Friday comes and you're like, oh, fridge dickles. I didn't do the things that I wanted to do. This stuff takes time. When you create a vision, this is not just a vision for January of 2023. This is a vision for the whole freaking year. Like, where do you want to be 1 year from now? When you're making a vision for 2024, what is it going to look like? It's going to be based off of what you achieved in 2023. So what do you want for this whole year? This stuff takes time. Again, like the year of confidence, the actions that I did in that was a whole year of activities. And I know that this is not exactly what you want to hear today because we want to have that Amazon Prime life. We want to go in and we want to get things done really, really quick. We want them, like, we want to check the boxes, but it doesn't work like that. It actually takes a lot of time. And so when it comes to your vision, think of something that you can do consistently for a whole year. And I actually think this comes to like little micro goals. Oftentimes we put really big goals, like maybe you want to make $1 million in your business, or maybe you want to launch a podcast and have 1 million downloads, right? Or 1 million followers, whatever it is. I don't know why 1 million is the number on my head. Someone on here has 1 million in their mind, and that's okay. If that's your vision, then I want you to go after it. But it doesn't have to be that way if you're basing that off of what everybody else has set up for them. And I think too, where we are on social media so much and we're listening to other people's podcasts, we hear other people's dreams and visions, and that should inspire you, get you really excited to set your own vision, but that doesn't mean that yours has to be the exact same. So if you're basing the vision that you want for this year off of the family around you, the friends that you have, the people who are in the same business as you who might want the same things, ask yourself a few questions. What I first wrote down here is, when it comes to your vision, it's all about that self-discovery. And we talk about that a lot on here when it comes to your confidence, because you have to have, you know, a better understanding of yourself and what you want out of this world through these questions, asking yourself, sitting down and saying, what is my purpose? By discovering your purpose, it's actually really going to help you to have better confidence and also a better idea for the vision that you have for this year. And I know that's a big question where you're just like, oh gosh, Jess, are we seriously going there already? But we are. It's a really important one. Because until you discover that, and again, for me, that comes from trial and error, trying things and seeing if it works, and if it doesn't work, awesome, I'll move on. It's okay. Being okay with changing your mind when it comes to your purpose. But ask yourself, what is my purpose? What do I want from this year? What excites me? What gets you all fired up? What's something that you're just like, oh yeah, I love racing cars. I don't know what you love. Send me a message and tell me what it is that you love. What are you passionate about? What gets you all like feeling good? What's that thing that you can get like dialed in on and just for hours be distracted by? And of course, I'm sure you can say social media, and I'm sure you can also say like Netflix and all those things, but actually what's feeding your soul, getting you fired up and feeling really freaking good, that's where you gotta go when it comes to your vision. That's the focus that you have to take. And maybe it's not where you are right now. Maybe it's not what you're doing today. You're just like, oh gosh, I actually went through that when I made a big shift into confidence coaching. I had to sit down and really look at what I was doing and was it still lighting me up? And honestly, it wasn't. And making that shift was really, really hard for me. But lean into that hard. There's a reason it's hard. It's not supposed to be easy. But if it's your purpose and it's your passion, it's where your vision needs to go. The other thing I wrote down too was, what scares me? There are a lot of freaking things that scare me. I've been like on the scare train for the last 2 weeks and it's been going really slow. But if you have something in your gut that's just like, oh gosh, I could never do that. That's so freaking scary. Lean into that too and start to look at that in your vision for this year. What do I want in my life? For me, I always focus too on what do I want to feel? There's something about that feeling of happiness and gratitude. And what are the things that bring that to me? I know that sometimes when it comes to vision, this sounds like so much work, right? It's so easy to just put, you know, I want to lose 10 pounds, or it's so easy to put, I want to, you know, make 100K in my business. It's easy to put those things on your vision board. But if it's not aligned, it's not going to work. I noticed that too when I was working in a business that didn't feel aligned for me anymore. The goals just weren't happening. I wasn't hitting them like I thought I should be hitting them. They should be easy for me. And again, you know how I feel about the should. But it really, that was the case. And they weren't happening. It's because they weren't aligned anymore. It wasn't for me. It wasn't my vision. Sometimes that's the sign too. If you're not hitting those goals, like you feel like you're going in the right direction or everybody else is doing it, why can't I? Sometimes that means it's not aligned. And that's a tough pill to swallow. That one was a hard one for me. Because my vision board was filled with the things that I thought I should be doing. The things that everybody else was doing. So I should want that too. But I wasn't hitting those goals. They weren't for me. And that's okay too. So lean into that. If there's some things that are on your list, maybe for the last couple of years and you haven't been hitting them, why haven't you been hitting those things? Is it because you haven't been showing up for them? Or are they not for you? And if they're not for you, stop wasting your energy. Stop wasting your time. Because there's something for you out there. There's a vision and a purpose for you. And I know it so deep in my soul that you have this in you too. It just takes that self-discovery and those questions that you need to ask yourself over and over again until you really find it. And again, this stuff takes time. It's not gonna happen overnight. You have to ask yourself these questions every single day. And on the days that you just like don't feel like showing up, what would be the one thing that would light you up a little bit more? Do that. There's a reason that that's gonna get you out of your funk. There's a reason that that's on your heart. Follow it. And the last thing that I wrote on here is ask yourself, what do I want? We go through life, and I've said this so many times in this podcast, we go through life every day. Oh, I feel really emotional as I say that one. We go through life focusing on what everybody else wants, making dinner for everybody else, doing the things that everybody else wants to do, driving the kids to all the practices that they want to go to, and the activities that they want to do. When is it your turn? When do you get to focus on what you want? The answer is right now. Right freaking now. You can make that change, even if it's to do one thing for you. And it's okay if that's different. It's okay if that's not the norm. Especially for Glenn and I, we feel that as we don't like to do Christmas gifts for each other. And sometimes we get a little, like, people give you a little look like, what? You don't do Christmas? I really don't care if there's anything under the tree. What I really care about is spending time with him. And that's why we're going to the spa today. That's why we're making the effort to spend that time together. So maybe you do things differently. That's what we do on this podcast. We live that unconventional life. It's probably why you're here, because you're doing things differently and you feel like a weirdo and maybe you get judged. But it's okay if your vision is different than others. I actually think that's better. If you have something on your heart or on your wall or on the screen of your phone that is different than what other people think you should have on your phone, F the shoulds, it's time for you to follow that. There's a reason it's there. And if you're looking for a place to really lean into something like this and you're just like, I don't know, I'm tired of being the weirdo, you got to come and join the sisterhood. I'm not saying all my sisters are weird, but we all have different visions on our heart and we cheer each other on for that. We don't have the same thing on our boards, and we're actually getting together on Wednesday night to do our vision board party. And so if you're like, I'm trying to figure out what I want on my vision board and I want to execute it and I just don't know how, join the sisterhood and take advantage of this workshop that we're going to be having on Wednesday night, January 11th at 8:30 Atlantic Standard Time. So 7:30 Eastern Time. And I'm just really excited to sit down with the sisters and see what they have on their heart for this year and remind them, like, go big. I'm not going to say go big and go home, because, like, you can have both. You can be big and go home or stay home, whatever. I'm staying home. We're doing this virtually from the comfort of our homes, and we're leaning into the big visions that we have. I'm going to make that happen. So if you're feeling like an outcast and you're feeling like things are just not going your way, the visions that you had are not coming to light, surround yourself with people who believe in you. Surround yourself with people who don't make you feel like an outcast. It makes a really big difference to have some cheerleaders in your court to execute these things that you have, especially if you're like me and people think you might be a little bit weird. That's okay. It's on your heart for a reason. So I hope you are having a wonderful Monday, or whenever you're listening to this, for those listening to the recording, I'm excited. Let me know what your vision is. Let me know what you're leaning into. And if you're really struggling to find it, just like I was last year at this time, ask yourself the right questions. What do I want? What is my purpose? What excites me? How do I want to feel? And bring that vision to light. I hope you have an awesome day. I am so grateful that we could connect today. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with a friend or on your social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me grow this community and get my message out there. And don't forget, you deserve to embrace your truth. It's time to live life your way.